Annie Crowfoot, and I'm calling from Housatonic, Mass. And I just wanted to tell you that I was just driving, and I was listening to your folk station, and you guys played my dad and Ben Luxon, who's my dad's partner and now my stepfather. And it was just a very special, special thing to hear them, to hear that music completely out of the blue like that. So thank you.
Richard McHugh, Salisbury Mills, New York. The Westchester County Executive needs to take a look at what's going on. Selling Sing Sing and maybe the other two Bedford prisons that are women facilities would provide the state with untold profits through the money of the sale and annual tax revenues through privatization. Donald Trump himself wanted to buy Sing Sing back in the 90s. New York State must look at the 21st century and beyond. The land values of Sing Sing and those in Bedford that are women's facilities are astronomical. There is no reason why not to sell them and move the facilities to some other location that are cost-effective and safe for staff and inmates alike. Dr. Chartog may not agree, but he doesn't pay the bills. This is a great way to bring business in that is so desperately needed.
This is Audrey St. Mark calling. I was thrilled to hear of Buffy St. Marie's winning an award. She and I were at UMass at the same time. I was editor of this college newspaper while she was singing at sororities and fraternities.
Gretchen Hodgson from Cooperstown. I just had a comment regarding the Pope's address to Congress that has been discussed on the roundtable. I am a liberal and I'm pro-choice, but I don't have a problem with the congressional Republicans standing up when the Pope did talk about the sanctity of life. That's something that's held very dear, and in this country we do respect people's religious feelings, and I think they were perfectly, it was appropriate for them to stand up and endorse what the Pope said when he was talking about right to life.